So we went to Honolulu yesterday to register to the next stage in registering to becoming citizens of Hawaii. Oh, it was today. Yeah, it was yesterday. I was up all night, and I didn't go to sleep before. We got our cab at 5 in the morning, got a had to be there by 5:30 for a 7 o'clock flight. The flight was 25 minutes. Then we, so that would get us at 7:30. We got a cab there, got 10 to 8, 5 to 8. They opened at 8, and we were out in half an hour after getting fingerprinted. Fingerprinted on the digital and the old-fashioned way. What, Carol?
Ink.
Oh, ink? What did I say?
Old-fashioned way, you said.
Oh, I didn't say ink? Oh, okay. So driving through Honolulu, we had a different view of it than the last time. We went through the downtown high-rises, but it was so disgusting compared to Wailea. Then when we left and went back to the airport, we went a different route, which was more familiar, and that was, I don't know, through the fast highway. So we got a really good view of Honolulu and then flew out from there, and very good, the best view of the beaches net. And the beaches are crummy compared to Wailea. You couldn't walk there in 2 minutes kind of scene. It's all built up. It's disgusting.
No way, and you're fighting throngs of tourists.
That's right, and there was a traffic jam on the way to the thing. So it just made me realize how fantastic Maui is. Maui is the best place in the world. And so I was thinking, no, this, what is, just Chad realized this. So I was wondering, that's why I'm thinking of this, because Honolulu, I'm so glad we don't have anything to do with that.
Hey, Bob, tell them how you yelled at the kid today in the airport.
It's funny how you keep saying today. Cause, okay, so I was up all night.
It's not funny, it's true.
Okay,
it was
so,
today.
Wait a minute, Carol. So I'm just trying to get oriented here. That's right. So I was up all night. I didn't sleep. We went there. I dozed a bit on the plane going there. So because you, it's a 25-minute flight, I went down 10 minutes. And when I got up, I was exhausted. I had to be, you know, I'm going down deep, right? Then I have to be jolted up 10, 15 minutes later
right.
to get up out of the
yeah.
plane.
I had to carry him out of the plane.
Yeah, I was fucking stumbling around. It's fucked. I'm not used to the pain of having my sleep interrupted. I'm so used to having a perfect sleep. You know, I go so deep, I go into dreamless sleep, and it got interrupted. So I was disoriented for the whole fucking time at Honolulu. And I think, oh, yeah, so then I ate about 500 chocolate bars. And so we get back to the airport, which would be, it's half hour later. So we're you know, no, maybe we're in there. We arrive there at 5 to 8, 10 to 8. So we get out at 8:30, get a cab by 20 to 9, get over there by 5 to 9. So I'm out of the airport for an hour. Now I'm back. Now Carolyn's feeling a little tired. I'm starting all whacked out on the sugar, so I start acting up. Is that what I did? I don't even remember this kid thing. What happened, Carol? Was that on the way back?
The kid was punching the potato
oh,
chip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was great. So we're coming back, and I'm going to stock up more chocolate bars, and oh, there's a place to get a juice. So I'm standing there figuring out, what, like they got a flat here window, and
he
I can't.
He couldn't get into the juice. He stood there like a little kid and waited for someone to open it for him.
So I'm standing there trying, and nothing moves. I go, what is this, new kind of juice thing? Maybe only the cashier person, the clerk can open it? So eventually, there's a break, and I said, how do you get a juice? And so the customer beside me just puts her head and lightly lifts something so easily. I go, oh, you can lift that up. Okay. So that was a sign of how out of it I was. But in the course of standing there trying to figure out how to open the thing, I see this little kid. He might have been about six years old.
Six or seven.
Yeah. He's bashing one of these little chip bags. You know, they have
potato
a
potato chip.
Potato chip. And they're like fluffy, you know, but they're stiff, right? They,
we all know potato chip bags, Bob.
So he's bashing it. So I just yell, hey, you're going to get arrested. Shocked his chakras, shocked all his cells. The whole thing goes, he goes and bolts up and looks at me. And his father looks over, Hawaiian father, right? Which is a good example of their humor. Is he Hawaiian?
That's why I'm bringing this up.
Yeah, well, don't say anything. I just wanted to establish. Is he fucking Hawaiian? I think he is.
Samoan. He was a big, huge Samoan.
So he's looking
over. And Bob is screaming at his kid that he's going to be a
so much noise. I don't know if my yelling made the father turn around and look at the kid, or he was starting to look at what the sound was, because the kid was really bashing the potato bag. And so I interrupted his movement to look at the kid, and so he started laughing. So he had a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I said, that, your kid probably never heard the word arrested before. I don't even know what it means. And he laughed at that. And so the kid scuttered off and ran away from me and hid somewhere. Right, Joe?
Well, he was sort of grinning and smiling. You didn't beat him down.
No, he was self-conscious. He was a little shocked and self-conscious. So his father finished paying for it. I don't know, did he get the bag of chips? I don't know if he did.
No, I started teasing him that I got a couple bags of kettle potato chips, and I said, I'm having potato chips for breakfast.
You said that to the kid?
To the kid, he laughed.
So they walk away. By this time, I'm hysterically laughing at the wonderful scene. I've just created another instant art form by Bob. And then we talked about how incredible it was, and I was thinking, the kid wouldn't know what arrested means.
Gonna get arrested, kid.
I assume we didn't, so I'm glad Carol remembered that. I forget half of my life. I'm so blissed out all the time. So we're flying back, Carol, and we get here, and so then we can get back earlier because it took so little time. We were supposed to come back at 11:30, but we could get back at 5 to 10. That's when we could fly back. So we're back at 10:30. Our own cab guy, picked us up. We got home by 11, and I was able to go to sleep by 11:30, so I got 3 hours sleep till 2:30. And that was perfect. So I had my early morning, 7:30 to 10:30 sleep from 11:30 to 2:30. So I'm just starting the day. Right, Carol? So I don't see why I'm disoriented. This is natural.
You look at this morning at 5 a.m.
It's yesterday. Yeah, it's yesterday, right, mm-hmm. It was earlier today. But I was marveling on the way home. Now, I said, Carol, so what do you think of becoming an American? I don't think you ever thought you'd be saying you're an American. She said, I'm not becoming an American. Well, what are we doing? Oh, we're going to be Hawaiians. She said, that's how I figured out how to compromise this. Oh, we're going to be Hawaiians? See, Carol's always working on these matters. Great. So I announced, I don't know if you heard, Carol, that we're on our way to becoming Hawaiians. So, because I don't think Carol's ever liked America or Americans. She got typical British background bias of this place. So she's been secretly working it out in her own conscience, her own mind. She's not going to tell people she's American. She's going to say she's a fucking Hawaiian. So I just caught up to that. Yeah. I don't mind being American or saying it, but it is odd saying you're American. I know a lot of Canadians are going to be, that we know or did know, I don't know if they're our friends anymore, they will be shocked to hear if we said we're an American, but now we're going to say Hawaiian, and they won't even understand that it's real unless they've asked some more. So that's the wonderful world we live in.